the moment. But now, talk about a sport that doesn't get talked about a lot on this radio station. It's called croquet. And I've got John Greve from Croquet Victoria on the line now. G'day, John.
G'day, Kev. Good to hear from you again.
And good to hear from you. Now, have we got a big tournament on at the moment?
We are currently playing the Victorian Open Doubles Championship, and that runs today and tomorrow. And then on Friday through to Monday, we play the singles version of that.
And is that right that we have the number one world player who's a Victorian?
We currently do. His name is Robert Fletcher. He's 23 years of age. He won the world championship at 19. He wasn't able to defend it due to a business commitment, but he is still the number one player in the world. So obviously he's number one in Australia. His brother Malcolm, who's playing here too, playing doubles with Robert, he's number two in Australia. And the third player is their other brother, Greg, and he's number five in Australia.
It's like that old television series, My Other Brother Daryl. is that unusual, or is croquet one of those sports that does get played, becomes a family sport?
It's pretty unusual. I don't know of any other family contenders like this. They're just a special group of guys, I was going to say kids, because they were when they started. Robert was Australian champion at 15. And they've just taken to the sport. They live out of Lismore in central Victoria,
yeah,
and play at Lismore Club, which is, some people would remember, was in the paper during the week about that. They've just taken to the sport naturally, and of course, I guess having the internal competition, family practice, they've just honed their skills to a tremendous level.
Explain to people exactly. I mean, I think everyone has a picture in their head of what croquet looks like as a sport. But how is it played, and what would you liken it to if you had to kind of describe it to someone who'd never seen it before?
Okay, well, there are two forms of croquet that are played generally in Australia. There are three or four games that are played, but the two main streams of croquet are called association croquet. That's the traditional form of croquet that's been played for well over 100 years.
I apologise, I've been pronouncing it wrong too, haven't I?
Oh, well, yeah, some people say croquet, some people say croquet. It's sort of interchangeable, doesn't matter.
Good.
And the other game is called golf croquet, which has no resemblance to golf, but the game that we're playing here at the moment is association croquet, and the idea of... it's similar to snooker in many ways, in that the idea in croquet is to put your balls through the six hoops that are on the court,
yep,
twice round, so you go around clockwise and then down the middle and then reverse the system. So you have two
balls. Are they numbered so as you know where you're going?
They're not numbered per se, but right, you know they do go in a certain order, yes, and obviously the players know that order, and the six hoops are made twice with two balls, so that's 24. And then the peg in the middle of the court is the last 2 points of the game, 26. So the scores in croquet range 26 down to nil.
Okay.
And that's not uncommon to have a score like that because it is, like snooker, it's a game that is not interactive. So until you make a mistake or until you come to a certain trigger point in the game, your opponent sits by and admires your wonderful skills.
Yeah, which means it can be a bloody long day if you're playing someone really good.
Yeah, when you play at my level, Kevin, this is a bloody long day. When you play at the boys' level, it's a very short day because they do it very quickly.
The participation numbers are quite staggering, John.
Yeah, look, the around Victoria, there's about 2,500.
Yeah.
Roughly, I think it's just a little over 90 clubs. And some of those are very small in small country towns. But we're playing out of Cairnlee, near St Albans, and we have a 12-court complex out here, which is the largest complex in Australia. And we play many of the major tournaments out here.
So how many members in the club at Cairnlee?
Well, the club at Cairnlee is a small club of about 20.
Okay.
It's the centre that is the... attraction, I guess, because Victoria is fairly central to Queensland and Western Australia in that it's almost the midpoint. The 12-court complex here means that we host a lot of the major events in Australia and the world titles as well.
Now, you've got a major event. You talk about the golf croquet. You've got a major golf croquet event coming up early in 2017,
we
haven't
do.
You?
We do. Australia's hosting the World Golf Croquet Championships.
How big is that and how many countries play in that?
There's probably how many countries play the sport, probably around about 30 or 40, but how many are going to have representatives here for that will probably be New Zealand, Australia, America, England, a couple from Europe. So probably half a dozen countries will dominate the numbers. The strongest players in golf croquet are the Egyptians.
Really?
Yeah. It's quite amazing. And they will have fairly large numbers out here. They have England and Egypt have dominated world golf croquet. So we're expecting a fairly large contingent. I think there's the competition is limited to about 80, or it is limited to 80 players.
And I'm imagining it's the kind of sport where you fund yourself.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yep.
It's not a sport where you're likely to be making a lot of money out of,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, fair enough. No. Fair enough. I see that one of the boys that we talked about before, the Roberts boys, the biggest prize they've ever played for is a $2,000 all-up purse. So, yeah.
I think Robert won a $2,000 purse last year up in New South Wales. They're playing for the singles here. I think they're playing for the grand total of about $300. So, and that would probably not cover their costs of accommodation, travel, food for the weekend. So it's certainly not a sport that one's going to make a lot of money out of, but it is a sport that is the players who play it are very dedicated to it.
What do you have to be good at to be good at it?
You have to have a good eye,
yeah.
Because it's a game similar to snooker. It's played on an exceptionally much larger surface, of course.
Yep.
Where the input to the game is to hit another ball, and that ball can be, you know, up to 25, 28 yards away from you, and that's no mean feat to be able to do that consistently through a day.
What's the age range? I mean, the young.
The age range here would probably run from about 16. To probably somewhere in my age group, Kevin, and you know what that is. Older than you. Yeah, well, look, we've probably got players here in their 70s as well.
Okay.
And one of the nice parts of our sport is that everyone plays against each other. So youth does not get any favours.
No, that's good. And male, female against each other too?
Yes. There are separate events at different times, but most of the events are, as they say, it's the Victorian Open doubles and the Victorian Open singles, and there are women and gents in both and from all over Australia.
And that's on now through for the next couple of days at Canlea.
Yes, and you know, spectators would be most welcome. And there are people here who would explain exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's really handy too. When you go to something like that, you actually do want to sort of buddy up with someone who can tell you exactly how it works. No, that's
very
handy.
Important because it's not a game that comes naturally to the spectator. It's not like football or cricket where most people know what's going on.
Have you ever tried to explain football to anyone, John?
I have. And,
yeah. Bloody hell.
Yeah, certainly.
John, appreciate your time. Thanks very much for talking to us and good luck with the tournament over the next couple of days.
Terrific, Kevin, and I'll see you during the next footy season, mate.
Yeah, absolutely will. John Greed there from Croquet Victoria joining us. It is